This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Spitalski. 2 years ago in Broward County, deaths from opioid overdoses doubled. And there's a lot of money being spent now on medications to fight addiction. Broward started using one of those treatments, called Vivitrol, this year. Some patients are having fewer opioid cravings. Use of the drug is becoming popular after extensive political lobbying. Vivitrol isn't new. It's been approved to treat addiction since 2006, but it is pretty new to how Broward County treats addiction, less than a year. Vivitrol works by reducing opioid cravings. It blocks the brain receptors that absorb them, and it's the brand name for the generic drug naltrexone. It gets injected into the butt muscle once a month. The two other approved drugs used to fight cravings are buprenorphine and methadone, but those are still forms of opioids, while Vivitrol is not.
Here's the thing. Vivitrol, I only could start Vivitrol 7 to 10 days after the last opioid use.
You have to be clean and sober for more than a week. Dr. Dale Foy is the medical director at Broward County's Addiction and Recovery Center, called BARC.
If you give Vivitrol and that patient still have any inkling of opiate attached to that brain, you'll put them into withdrawal.
When they need treatment, they need it now. They don't need it when they're not using opioids.
Scott Chelson is an assistant professor of pharmacy at Nova Southeastern University, and he serves on Broward County's community response team, trying to come up with more solutions to the opioid crisis. Vivitrol is getting more widely used in court systems across the country. Part of the reason is it's non-opioid, non-addictive. But the other part is strategy. Most drug companies market their medications to doctors. But the company that manufactures Vivitrol, called Alkermes, is taking a different approach. The company uses lobbyists to market its drug directly to judges and policymakers. Florida's latest bill to combat the opioid crisis funds all three available treatments. It specifically names the, quote, naltrexone extended release injectable. There's only one brand for that, Vivitrol. Here's Dr. Foy from Broward County's Addiction and Recovery Center again.
We're getting good results. I don't want to diminish the drug. I have a good relationship with them, but I'm honest. And so it is not in all.
Alkermes has a political action committee. It's been donating thousands of dollars to Florida politicians since before 2016, all completely legal. Two state lawmakers who supported this year's opioid treatment bill received $1,000 campaign donations from Alkermes. So did another representative who worked on the bill. None of the three responded to requests for an interview. Chelson, the pharmacy professor from Broward's Opioid Crisis Task Force, says, while the political money shouldn't diminish what the drug can do for people,
we have to be able to recognize when certain things are being, you know, enticed to use or subsidized to use or being paid for.
But none of that matters to Enrique Martinez. Now he's on his fifth shot of Vivitrol at a program in Plantation.
I've never been able to get more than 90 days. So this is, now I'm coming up on 6 months.
His program is run by Fifth Street Counseling Center. Fifth Street is an approved provider partnered with Broward County's drug court system and the state's Department of Children and Families, DCF. Pouring rain didn't stop Martinez from taking more than an hour on his bicycle and a bus to get to the clinic from his sober living home in Margate.
It's just, I don't feel turned on by drugs as much. It normally is like a constant, especially in early recovery, it's a constant thing that's in my mind that's like pestering me.
Martinez has sought treatment for opiates and meth on and off 4 times during the last decade. Martinez says he hasn't gone back to either drug, but Vivitrol does not block the receptors in your brain that absorb amphetamine drugs, like crystal meth. And that has led to more people turning to meth to get high. Dr. Foy says they haven't seen much of that in Broward.
The big drawback is the cost.
$1,100 to $1,600 for one shot a month, but no need to take a pill every day. It is free for a lot of patients in the county if they prove that they can't afford it or their health insurance won't cover it. Martinez is able to get his shots for free, but Chelson from NSU questions if there aren't smarter ways for Florida to use the funding for Vivitrol.
A generic of oral supplement costs $30 for a month supply, let's say, and Vivitrol costs $1,100 for a month supply injection. You have to look at all the factors.
For now, county providers seem to be happy with how patients are responding to Vivitrol overall in Broward. At the start of the new fiscal year, in July, funding for these programs was renewed. I'm Katie Spitalski in Fort Lauderdale.